You've heard E. Ethelbert Miller on this program before as a poet and commentator. Today, you'll hear from him as a father. He recently sat down with his daughter for the National Day of Listening Project. It's an effort to encourage people over Thanksgiving to sit down with a loved one and listen. Jasmine Simone Miller wanted to ask Ethelbert about the day he found out he was going to be a father.
My job consists of the phone ringing a lot. And I remember the phone rang, and this is before cell phones, so there's no caller ID, and a face shows up. And she said, "Well, guess what, Daddy?" You know, and I immediately went into shock. You know, it's like all of a sudden it hits you. Like, I'm a father, you know, and the night you were born. Back then, we lived in the duplex, two levels. So your mother's upstairs in the bedroom. Just getting her down the steps, you know, to the next level was a job, okay? All those little exercises that they taught you, random things, you know, it's like somebody drops you off in Iraq or Afghanistan with a gun. You know, you don't know what to do, you know? And what happened? There's nobody in the hospital. And the woman said, "We don't know if we can, you know, she's not dilated, so will we admit her?" What are you talking about? I just got her here. There's no way we are going back home, you know? And so I always remember the joke was they tell me to go get ready because I wanted to be there, you know, in the room when you're born. And so they say, "Oh, go in the room and put this on." So I'm in there, like, you know, taking all my underwear and stuff off.
This is the gown.
Yeah, but I'm taking my underwear and everything off. Like, you know, no germs to go in there. And it was stupid, but you know what happened? You're being a father for the first time. So I'm in there undressing, you know. My child's not going to come out and sick, you know. So I do remember that.
And for my name, Jasmine Simone, did you and Mom already have that picked out before I was born? Did you have a list of girl names and boy names in case I was one of each? And do you remember what the boy option was?
No, there was no boy options. What happened? You were easy, you know. I've always was a Nina Simone fan. And also my brother was a Nina, who you really never met. Nobody's going to mess with you. Your name is Nina Simone. I mean, Nina Simone has a serious attitude, you know. And so what happened, that name, you know, is one I felt was very empowering. The Jasmine, I think, is very important in terms of, you know, just the fragrance of the flower. And I still feel that the challenge I've always faced as a writer was naming my children. And I feel that your name is like a one-line poem and that it should resonate even before somebody even meets you.
E. Ethelbert Miller with his daughter, Jasmine Simone Miller, for the StoryCorps National Day of Listening Project. You can find tips about how to interview a loved one at nationaldayoflistening.org. This is NPR News.